Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What's your favorite way to self-sabotage? Is it with food? Because when you needed certainty, it wasn't there. And so now you're trying to pack it in to anchor yourself in life. Or maybe money slips through your fingers because you tried so hard to make things happen in a way that was going to be healthy, and someone else came along and took it away from you, took it right out of your hands. Or could it be that you're addicted to the drama of solving other people's problems simply because that's what you were programmed to do? Finding all the ways that you don't measure up to the highlight reels of someone else's life. I just went through what's known as the core four. These are the four levels that we need to have in life. But what's interesting is that we can get these needs met in a healthy way or with hurtful habits that hold us back. It does not matter to your powerful mind, known as your subconscious, how it gets these met. It knows that it just must get them met. And the very first level out of the core four is known as certainty. And you get a tremendous amount of certainty through self-sabotage. Now, certainty shows up one of two ways. First, we're taught as we're growing and developing that we must be dependent upon other people, places, and things to be okay. And that is true. We did have to have people in our life to take care of us. But if we became too dependent because we were conditioned to meet the needs of someone else instead of bringing ourselves out at our very best, well, then we have a real hard time with what's on the other side of being dependent upon people, places, and things to be okay. And that is, if it is to be, it is up to me. I'm going to make it happen. But you know, even that can turn unhealthy when you decide not to engage in others. You're just going to take it all on yourself and do everything. I mean, how exhausting is that going to be? I know. I lived this. This is the reason why I want you to have what's known as transfer of authority and transfer of power from that original imprint that said, this is how you have to live life, to where you take your power back and know you get to choose how you want to experience it. But see, symptoms have purpose. And when you were put into an experience that you could not handle when you were younger, you could have been a kid, a teenager, or even an adult, but you did not have the resourcefulness nor the resources to be able to handle it. So you were absolutely overwhelmed and then took on the programming and conditioning that this is how life was going to continue. Well, you had to relieve the pressure of all that pain somehow. And that's when you turn to self-sabotage because it soothes you. Yes, you get a dopamine hit of sabotaging because you're doing it in such a way that gives you short-term relief, but at the expense of your long-term results. So hating on yourself isn't going to make it any better. It's understanding that you were programmed to experience life this way. And it is this younger you that is still showing up, trying to cope with a world from the age she was when it was determined that when your mind said, yes, I believe that this is how life is. Okay. So 1-636-699-7791. Again, 1-636-699-7791. Let's see if I'm a good fit to assist you in upgrading this. But know in the meantime that every time you self-sabotage, it's that younger you asking for help to relieve the pressure of the pain. You have to recondition yourself that you can go longer without the dopamine hit by finding ways that soothe you, that are in alignment and harmonious with where you're going, not your painful past. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.